Oh, it's you again. Welcome back. I remember you used to do the show.
I used to be somebody.
You know, Bob, I was out for a couple of weeks.
Well, let me
back up a little bit. You know, a handful of weeks ago, a month or two ago, the Blue Man Group was here. And for a tiny desk, and they left behind this big box of Twinkies. And I saw that, and I thought, oh my God, I've got to have one of those Twinkies. I couldn't think of the last time I'd had a Twinkie, right? And you said no. You said no, I couldn't have
it. I guarded that box and kept it sealed.
Like, and I was like, you monster, I just want a Twinkie. Can you can't give up one Twinkie out of that whole box?
That's for your own good.
Yeah. So I come back from my vacation, and my desk, which I like to keep serial killer clean, on it was a note from you and a single Twinkie waiting for me. And I thought, oh, you really do love me. You really do care. So I'm going to try this thing now. I mean, literally, it's probably been 30 years since I had a Twinkie.
Wow.
So I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see here. Oh, that's really good.
Inside my chest, I'm omnipotent in the way that it arrests every sense and every lesson. I wanna make a call, I guess, but I can't completely stress enough how I feel her presence shaking through the floor. And what's more is that I can feel three angels forming a place between everything that I see. Till I sleep.
That Twinkie worked.
Yeah, if that's not the sound of me high on a Twinkie, then I don't know what it is. That song is called Hidden Driver by a band called Level Up, LVL, Up, Level Up. Four friends who met in college at SUNY Purchase in somewhat upstate New York. They've been playing together for just a few years and recently signed to Sub Pop. You know, when I first got back from vacation, I mentioned to you, I said, I don't know what it is, but everything I'm listening to, I love right now. And I don't know. And you said, well, it's because you're just on vacation. But I think this is undeniably awesome. Level Up. I don't want to take anything away from any band when I say they sound like someone else, but the similarities to Neutral Milk Hotel on that cut and the rest of this record, Return to Love is the name of the record.
Recorded it on the same cassette player.
Yeah, basically. It is just such a dirty recording of that guitar. It's just so nice. Guitarist Dave Benton of Level Up said that he was inspired by this. Guitarist Dave Benton of the band Level Up says that he wrote the song Hidden Driver, based in part on the website hiddendriver.com. This is a website that showcases the creative projects of Laura Hanna and Astra Taylor. They're artists and activists. And Dave Benton said that the phrase Hidden Driver was just stuck in his head, and it felt so mysterious and meaningful to him, and his own narrative unfolded out of that. And it can be taken, and I started thinking about it can be taken in so many different ways. In the computer world, a hidden driver is related to a virus or something that's running on your computer. Or it could be hidden driver, like some invisible force that's motivating you to do something, right? I like the levels of meaning in that. Level Up, in fact, the band, Level Up. The record Return to Love is out September 23rd, and it is a good one.
The last time we talked was Friday night. It was late. I had to skip my contra dance band.
Which you never do. When you told me you were skipping your contra dance, I thought the whole earth was going to just come to a screeching halt.
And I did, and it was because we knew of the release of two new songs by Bon Iver. There's a new record coming out called 22 A Million. Comes out September 30th.
That's the easiest name to pronounce on this whole
That's
collection.
That's right. Every title's made of numbers, shape, or form. 22's meant a lot to him in his life. Twos have meant a lot to him in his life. And you see this patterning throughout the record. The record is completely such a leap for Justin Vernon and band. There's hardly any guitar.
Acoustic guitar.
I mean, you hear it a little here and there, but the stuff that made up that record for Emma forever ago, which was forever ago, is almost 10 years now, right? Yeah. Those hints are basically gone. Much more digitized, altered, less steady drum beats. You don't hear any of the formula that was part of rock and folk music is pretty much gone. We heard lots of that in the last record, the Bon Iver record, which was 5 years ago.
Wow, really?
I know. Anyway, so let me play. The two cuts are online, but I'm going to play the opening cut to the record. It's called 22, parentheses, Over Soon. Reflection on trying to find meaning in life and maybe realizing that there isn't any beyond what it is.
I've been saying that for years.
Yeah, but you take it as you want.
It might be over soon. So I can speak into the silence.
It might be over.
over soon.
Beautiful.
Really is. The album is a good sit down, you know, and again, just to sit down and listen. It's not something I'm going to put on in the background while I'm hanging out with friends. Mm-hmm. Maybe even less of a car ride record, too.
Yeah.
And I like that. It took me a bit. There's a lot of voice processing all over the record mm-hmm. that got in the way for me of mm-hmm. understanding the words. So that was a frustration, but more listening. So I think it was Chuck Berry who said, make it so you can't understand the words because then they'll listen to it more.
Right, yeah.
And so there's that. The band performed the entire album live Friday night, and then after the concert was over, which included 10 saxophones called the sax of... I'll leave out the rest of the word. after they performed the album... they then released these two tracks. Andrea Swenson from The Current wrote a nice little piece. She was there at the concert, so you can look at that on The Current's website.
You know, a lot of people, when Bon Iver got into Justin Vernon, started playing around with autotune, it left a lot of his fans of his acoustic work sort of scratching their heads and thinking, where did this come from? And I started thinking back to that record, For Emma Forever Go, and there's the song Wolf's Act 1 and 2. And listen to this little part here on this song. It's very subtle.
That's a guitar.
So the voice is clean there.
What might have been
yeah. That little ba-da, ba-da.
Totally.
What might have been.
He's just playing around with it there. And when I first heard that, you know, years ago, I assumed it was just a synthesizer or something like that. But I realize now, in retrospect, he was dipping his toe into the whole auto-tune world, and he's just doubled down on it since
then.
So yeah. It's not a complete mystery. There were little hints.
A natural progression for me right now would be to go to the song by Lamb Chop.
I saw there's a new Lamb Chop record, but I haven't listened to any of it yet. How is it?
Well, I was...
Oh, wait a minute. Are you saying that Lamb Chop also gets into the whole world of auto-tune?
Well, voice processing, yeah. They mm-hmm. they use, I think, a different box. There's a TC Electronics voice box. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you want to hear it?
I think so.
So Lamb Chop, you probably know more from living down south and
yeah,
Athens.
I used to see him in Athens from time to time. They'd come down and play with Vic Chestnut. So I want to say first time I saw them was... good 25 years ago, maybe.
Wow. So they've been making music since the late 80s. And Kurt's based in South Nashville. One of our earliest Tiny Desk concerts, as well as Vic Chestnut.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah. And Vic Chestnut was, I think, second.
Right.
Yeah, right after Laura Gibson.
But there's always a kind of a beauty and grandeur to Lamb Chop's music, though it's brass would be the biggest maybe part of their sound. At the heart of it is his dulcet tones, right?
Yeah, a beautiful sonorous voice.
So I'm going to play here a new song from Lamb Chop. It's from a new record that's called FLOTUS, F-L-O.
First Lady of the United States?
Well, one would think so, but I'll come back and tell you what he says it stands for. I'm going to play a song called N-I-V. Nothing simple anymore. I think that's okay, though. Thank you.
That's pretty awesome.
Right?
I love that so much more than I thought I was going to. It's almost like they use voice processing on that cut that's more the way Radiohead might do it than you might think in, like, I don't know, a typical R&B song or something like that.
Or they're greatly respectful of a band of Kraftwerk, for example.
Yeah.
So that part of electronic music, which I don't know if you remember this, but 2 years ago, maybe, a year and a half, 2 years ago, there was a record by a group called Hecta. It's H-E-C-T-A, and it was an electronic music band that Kurt Wagner had put together with a few other folks, and that hinted at his love for electronic music. He says that this record, he says these songs are sort of an homage to the Daily Urban soundtrack of modern R&B, soul, hip-hop. Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, Frank Ocean, Shabazz Palaces, all garbled through grocery store speakers and tiny cell phones, which is great.
I love that image.
And then talking about the idea of all these voice processing, he says, overall, artists like myself have been using the same production techniques forever, letting technology enhance and further a sound, but not really taking it to a new place. Technology bending to the will of the creator became playful, complex, and exciting to hear on repeat with a structure still open to interpretation. Here's a guy 30 years on making music who's looking to expand the way he's making music. It's pretty cool. So this record, this new Lamb Chop record called FLOTUS, doesn't come out till November 4th. It doesn't stand for First Lady of the United States, but it stands for Love Often Turns Us Still. Lamb Chop.
You know, last week we also got new music, new/old music from the White Stripes.
This is an acoustic couple of records set with looking at, like, spanning a history of Jack White with acoustic instruments, right?
Right. Jack White has a new, I guess, compilation coming out called Acoustic Recordings from 1998 to 2016. And it's from his work with the White Stripes, the Rock on Tours, his own solo work. And one of the songs that he included on this new collection is a song called City Lights, which was originally recorded as a White Stripes song for their record Get Behind Me, Satan, in 2005. And Jack White says he forgot all about this song and then rediscovered it while putting together a vinyl edition of Get Behind Me, Satan for Record Store Day last year. Anyway, he's now releasing it on this new collection, and it is an acoustic song, so it fits perfectly with this collection. It's just a very sweet, lovely little song called City Lights. Let's give it a listen.
Never meet me. ask for, so I'm asking. So we will be side by side. The plane will land and the wings will glide. The bags in hand and the car will drive. And to you I will arrive by your side.
How do you write a song like that and then go, it's junk. I'm not putting this on my record.
Well, I mean, you know, it may not have fit. Like, where did that fit in there?
And Get Behind Me, Satan.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
But it is.
I just think,
it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's just a lovely little reflective song that's sort of about coming to terms with who you are in the world and yearning for someone who can make you feel whole. It's not at all an unfamiliar sound for the White Stripes. I mean, they've had songs like this, on lots of their records over the years. And this one's on the Jack White Acoustic Recordings that is coming out September 9th.
That music reminds me so much of Joan Shelley and Nathan Salzberg, who played together, that beautiful kind of finger-picked folk music. Mm-hmm. When I went to see Joan Shelley, I ran into Thor Harris. Mm-hmm. Thor Harris now plays with a fellow named Adam Torres. I hope I'm not throwing too many names here, but it all connects.
Well, Thor Harris, he's a percussionist. We first discovered him in the band Shearwater a number of years ago.
That's
and,
right.
And now he's such a figure in the, I don't even know how to describe him, but his name sort of says it all. His name is Thor, and he's sort of involved in so many different projects.
Right, he builds his own instruments. He's for many years, people know him from Swans, playing percussion in Swans. But now he's got this project called Thor and Friends, his own stuff. And he opened for Amanda Palmer recently at the 930 Club, and I got to see the project. It's a lot of xylophones and a lot of percussion instruments. It's kind of reminds me of a more full-sounding version of the Steve Reichs of the world. And then there's mellotron and pianos and all sorts of stuff in it. I want to play something from a record he's got coming out October 7th called Thor and Friends. And I'm going to play a song called Crusades.
Thank you.
What an interesting sound.
Right.
And was Thor on xylophone or vibraphone or whatever he was?
When I saw him live, I think he was on a xylophone, mm-hmm. of which there were three on stage.
Nice.
Right. Imagine touring with three xylophones. And there were also lots of other instruments. There's a lot of percussion instruments, and there was a violin player. I can't remember all the instruments. Obviously, on this, we have what sounded like an oboe playing there. So Thor and Friends comes out October 7th.
Is a largely instrumental record?
Yes.
Then? Yeah.
Which nice. Is nice. It's been a nice, the Bon Iver and the Thor and Friends records and the Lamb Chop record were my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like just going between those. And they're really amazing, beautiful moods and people pushing the envelope. I've been thinking about the state of rock music, although you played a great rock cut. Kurt's right in many ways when Kurt Wagner, when he says that, you know, we've been using this, a lot of the same technologies which aren't getting anywhere new. I mean, the little micro steps and little changes here and there, but these three cuts that I've played today, I think, are out of the box for the artists who are doing them, and it's pretty cool.
You know, I don't want to digress too much here, but what I spent my entire 2 weeks listening to when I was off for 2 weeks, I was moving. I listened to one record over and over, and it was Black Star by David Bowie. It took me forever to get into that record.
Wow.
But I finally had a moment with it, and it just stretched over the period of 2 weeks. And you talk about using some technology to come up with new sounds. I mean, just I know we've talked about it before, but just listen to the sounds at the end of this song called Sue. Incredible.
Yeah, it's a great band. That Donnie McCaslin and his band, taking a jazz band and making rock and roll out of it.
I just got goosebumps. Oh. The percussion on this whole record are just out of this world. Anyway, anyone who missed Black Star when it came out or didn't connect with it, give it some time and give yourself some headspace to really soak it in, because it was one of the most rewarding listens I've had all year, the time I spent with that.
That's so great.
Yeah. And
there's still a bite of your Twinkie there. I think you ought to eat it.
I had to stop. I started getting the shakes. I was like, I can't finish this thing. I'll have a myocardial infarction. Yeah, I got to go pick up the kids from school in 10 minutes. Okay, look, back in 2004, I visited some friends in Scotland, and there were two records that they were playing over and over again every time we were in the car. It was Franz Ferdinand's debut record, which had just come out, in a band from Scotland, so they were really hot on them, and a record called Here Be Monsters by an artist named Ed Harcourt. Now, I'd never heard of Ed Harcourt. He's an artist from London, but I was absolutely in love with that record. I bought that and the Franz Ferdinand record at a shop in Edinburgh before I boarded a plane to fly back to the States, and that record by Ed Harcourt is still in rotation in my collection. Ed Harcourt has a new record coming out. It is called Furnaces. It's coming out at the end of this week. And this is a record that came out of the exasperation that he feels with the state of the world. It's hard not to, if you pay attention to any headline these days, to not feel some exasperation. And but he was focused particularly on what he calls the menace of men in the world, what men have done historically to each other, to the environment, to women and children. And this song that I want to play from the Furnaces record and Ed Harcourt is particularly about political corruption and the ways that people in society are manipulated. And I wrote to Ed Harcourt and asked him a little bit about it, and he said, and I'm quoting him here, he says, "I don't trust anyone in power, though I know we need to have certain people in responsible positions who can make important decisions. But we've always been lied to, and when you see all the evidence that connects the elite big businesses and secret societies together, it's very disheartening. I guess it's been like this for years. A lot of the time we're being distracted by one issue so as not to draw attention to a different issue, and thus the government gets away with what it truly wants, which is absolute power and manipulation over its citizens." And he admits that that's a cynical way of looking at the world, but it's hard not to feel that way sometimes, and I get it. One of the things Ed Harcourt does so well in the Venn diagram of making music is, and he hits the sweet spot of where his music is very moody, a bit reflective, very arresting textures and sounds, and then sometimes really noisy. And you hear all of that on this cut. From Ed Harcourt's new record, Furnaces, this song is There Is a Light Below.
I'm gone.
I know. You are out of here. And you'll be sorely missed.
Nah. What are you going to do?
Well, I've got knee surgery coming up, so I'm actually going to be out in a couple more days, too. So
I have a Lisa Hannigan interview that airs Thursday. Fantastic new record she has out, which she made with Aaron Dessner of The National. So we talk about that. That's Thursday.
And she has a nice story for how he reached out to her. I thought it was really, sweet. Really cool. Anyway, Ed Harcourt.
Don't ask Steven on the show.
Oh, I won't do that. It's beneath the show's dignity.
I had a stoop. Anyway, good to have you back, and goodbye.
All right, thanks, Bob. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.